Hi, this is Rick Warren, and you're listening to Daily Hope. You know, one of the reasons I know that the Bible is true and trustworthy and from God is because it has thousands and thousands of prophecies that have come true and will continue to come true in history. Did you know that every single one of the Bible's prophecies have either come true exactly as God predicted, or they're going to come true in some future point in history? The Bible contains more than 300 prophecies just about Jesus alone. And they were all written at least 1,000 years before he was born. That's pretty amazing. The Bible prophesied about where Jesus would be born, about how he'd be born, about when he would be born. Now, there's no way you can manipulate your birth to fulfill prophecies. So Jesus had the fulfillment of prophecy take place in his life over and over again. Did you know it also predicted thousands of years before Jesus died exactly how Jesus would die? In fact, David describes Jesus' death on the cross in one of the Psalms, and he doesn't use the word crucifixion because crucifixion hadn't been invented yet. So he certainly didn't know the word. But long before the Romans were even thinking about crucifying people, David describes it. Isn't that amazing? Only God could have known that. And you can trust the Bible because of what the Bible says. It predicts the future, and when it predicts it, it always comes true. So let's get started, and let's look into God's Word for our daily hope.
This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. Today, we come to the last couple of days in our series called 40 Days of Love. And this is part two of a message called The Secrets of Lasting Love. It's based on 1 Corinthians chapter 13. Now, in just a few moments, we're going to tell you about how you can get this entire teaching collection called 40 Days of Love for your personal audio library on CD or MP3 download. You can take a sneak peek at it while you listen today just by going to PastorRick.com or by texting the word DAILY to 99000. And now here's Rick with today's message.
The Bible says this: be humble and gentle with each other. Be patient with each other, making allowances for each other's faults. It says if you're going to have a love that lasts, you've got to learn to make allowances for the mistakes and the faults and everything else, the flubs and everything in other people's lives. Kay knows that there are two times every week she needs to make allowance for me. It's when I'm the grumpiest, when I'm the most tired, and she makes allowance, and she graciously loves me and shows grace and gives me a wide berth these two times a week. One of them is Monday morning, because Monday morning, after doing 6 services and talking to people on the patio, I am always emotionally drained, and she's very gentle and very kind with me. She makes allowances, and if I say something cranky, she just writes it off. It's Monday morning. Rick is tired. And the other time that she writes off is Saturday afternoon, right before I start the services, because every Saturday afternoon I get PMS. Pre-message syndrome. Actually, you know what PMS stands for? Punish my spouse. Do you know why it takes 3 women with PMS to change a light bulb? It just does! Now, don't write me, okay, don't. Men are just as temperamental, 90% temper, 10% mental. Okay. Don't write me. I know it's a serious illness, and yeah, okay. Who do you need to show grace to this week? My pastor, for the bad jokes he just told. Okay, but the truth is, we just have to cut each other a little slack. That's the starting point. Show grace, because love never stops being patient. Now, here's the second key. Love, lasting love, just doesn't extend grace. It expresses faith. This is the kind of love, if you want a marriage that lasts a lifetime or friendship that lasts a lifetime, lasting love expresses faith. Faith and love are intertwined because love is built on trust. I'm talking about confidence. I'm talking about trusting people, believing in people. That's what love is. I believe in you. I trust you. I have confidence in you. Faith is not fearful, and love is not fearful. It's not anxious. The Bible says there is no fear in love. If you are afraid of someone, you don't love them. If they are afraid of you, they don't love you. The Bible says there is no fear in love. Love and fear are opposites. And the Bible says that faith and love go together because love is built on trust. When you trust somebody, then you love them. You cannot love someone you don't trust. You can't. And so you have to, if you're going to love somebody, you have to not only extend them grace, you have to express faith. I believe in you. I trust you. I think you can do it. Because the Bible says this, love never stops believing. The NIV translation says love always trusts. Always trust. The New Living Translation says, love never loses faith. Now, there are three kinds of people in the world. There are the gullible people who believe anything. They trust anything you say. By the way, did you know that the word gullible is not in the dictionary? Really? I'm serious, it's not there. How many believe that? There are the gullible who will fall for anything. There are the cynics who believe nothing. They're skeptical of everything. They are sarcastic, they're cynical, they are untrusting. They are questioning of everything. They believe nothing, they are suspicious.
The rest of today's message is coming your way in just a few moments. But right now, if you'd like to connect with Rick on Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, or Instagram, go to PastorRick.com. That's PastorRick.com. And click on his social media links. And while you're there, be sure to sign up for his free Daily Hope email devotional and take a look at all the helpful resources. Again, that's PastorRick.com.
Thanks for being with us here on Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. If you're enjoying this series and today's message, but can't really dive into it because you've got a long day in the office ahead of you, kids to pick up, or meals to cook, then let us send you a copy of this entire series, which includes 6 full-length teachings from Pastor Rick. That way, you can listen from start to finish or just a little at a time, whenever it's best for you. You can even go back and listen over and over to your favorite messages. Today, when you support Pastor Rick's Daily Hope with a financial gift, we'll give you the choice of either a 6 audio CD box set or 6 downloadable high-quality MP3s. Call today, 800-600-5004, or visit PastorRick.com to get your copy of this series. That's 800-600-5004 or PastorRick.com. Thanks so much for your support. There's only 2 days left to get this great resource, so don't wait. Now let's get back to more great teaching with Pastor Rick Warren.
There are the gullible who will fall for anything. There are the cynics who believe nothing. They're skeptical of everything. They are sarcastic. They're cynical. They are untrusting. They are questioning of everything. They believe nothing. They are suspicious. They're the gullible and they're the cynics. And then there are the healthy people. And the healthy people are those who love. And the Bible says love always trusts. Love never stops believing. Love never loses faith. They give people the benefit of the doubt. Now, let me ask you a question. Do you think, well, don't answer this aloud, but do you think that it is wiser or more foolish to overtrust? If you had to be either a little more to the cynical side or a little bit more to the trusting side, which is the wiser, to be just a little bit more cynical or to be a little bit, maybe to be over-trusting? If you say over-cynical, you're wrong. Because every single psychological study says it's far better to be over-trusting in life than it is to be overly cynical. It's far better to trust too much. This question was studied in numerous studies. Psychology Today magazine reported about an article, Trust and Its Consequences. Dr. Julian Rotter of the University of Connecticut spent years studying the consequences of trust in human behavior, personality development, relationships, and he developed a scale to determine the level of trust in a person's life. And then he compared how trusting a person was with 10 different common behaviors for healthy living. Let me give you a little true or false trust test. Don't say this aloud. True or false? Trusting persons tend to be more gullible. True or false? Number two, true or false? Trusting people tend to have a lower IQ. True or false? Number three, true or false? Trusting people live happier lives. True or false? Gullible is not in the dictionary. The fact is, number one's false, number two false, number three is true. Study after study after study has shown that trusting people are consistently less gullible than people don't pull the wool over their eyes, less gullible, they have a higher IQ. The more trusting you are, the higher IQ. Study after study has shown this. And they live much happier lives than cynical, questioning, suspicious people. The fact is, it is always better to trust too much than too little. And the Bible says, and studies have shown, that you are better adjusted psychologically by learning to trust. Now, one of the key evidences of trust, and trust and love go together. As I said, you can't love somebody you don't trust. One of the key evidences of trust is your willingness to give other people a second chance when they blow it. How quickly are you willing to give other people a second chance? When somebody turns you the wrong way or says something about you, so you write them down in your little black book, and they're off my group. I'm never going to that Bible study again. I'm never going to that small group. I'm never going to serve in ministry with that person. You got to watch out for that staff member. You got to keep away from that neighbor. Then you're not very trusting, and you're not very loving. Because love gives people a second chance. Anybody who's a coach, and we got dozens of coaches in our church, in schools and in sports areas, anybody who's a coach knows the quickest way to restore confidence after a fumble is give the kid the ball again on the very next play. Otherwise, they start developing a phobia. I'm going to drop it again. I'm going to drop it again. And the way you help a child get over a failure is put trust in him immediately again and get him started again. Say, here, take the ball on the next play. Sure, you dropped it. Okay, everybody drops the ball. And give it to him again. God says, you want to build a lasting relationship, you're going to have to learn to trust. You say, well, Rick, right now, I can't trust my husband. I can't trust my wife. Then, friend, I recommend you trust God. If you cannot trust your husband or your wife right now, you need to trust God. Because God knows what he's doing. And if you put your trust in God, he can do things that you can't do in your husband or your wife's life. You trust God when you can't trust that person. Because God knows what he's doing. Love, whether you're loving God or somebody else, involves trust. The Bible says love never stops believing. And on top of that, God specializes in miracles, and he can transform anything. But what do you need a relationship miracle for? Do you need a miracle in your marriage right now? Do you need a miracle in a friendship? Do you need a miracle with a relationship with a child? Let me just suggest this. God's going to start on you first. Look for the changes in you before you expect the changes in somebody else. The miracle's going to happen first in you. To be trusted is the greatest gift you can give somebody. It is a gift of trust. It is a gift of love. I'll never forget, we were living in Fort Worth, Texas, and God put this crazy idea in my mind. And I told it to Kay. I said, honey, I think God wants us to move from Texas to Southern California, and we're to start a church. Now, here's the problem.
We don't have any money. We don't have any members. We don't have any building. We don't have any sponsorship. I don't know anybody in this city, and I've never been a senior pastor before. What do you think? And I'll never forget what my 25-year-old wife said to me. She said, "It scares me to death, honey, but I believe in God, and I believe in you. So let's go for it." I've often wondered, how would history be different if my wife at age 25 had said, "No, I'm afraid, I'm scared, let's don't do it." There would be no Saddleback Church. There would be no 120-acre campus. There would be no 20,000 people baptized in the last 10 years and over 100,000 names on the church roll. There would be no purpose-driven life. There would be no peace plan. There would be no 500,000 pastors trained in 162 countries. History would be very, very different if my wife had said, "I don't trust you. I don't believe in you." Women, those of you who are married, your husband is dying for you to say, "I trust you." They are craving it. Your husband is craving it. It is more important than saying, "I love you." Because when you say, "I trust you," you are saying, "I love you." Because love always trusts. Who do you need to express trust in this week? To a child? I know you can do it. To your wife? I know you can do it. To believing in somebody? That is what real love is all about. Lasting love extends grace when we blow it. And lasting love expresses faith and says, "I trust you." The Bible says this in Galatians 5, 6. The only thing that counts... You want to know what counts in life? Here it is. The only thing that counts is faith expressing itself through love. Why? Because life is a school of learning how to trust and how to love. It extends grace. It expresses faith. There's a third key in this verse. Lasting love expects the best. Lasting love expects the best. It's forward-looking. It's optimistic. It's not stuck in the past. It's not always looking backwards. Lasting love is hopeful. It is forward-looking. It is positive. It is expecting the best. And the Bible says this, love, true love, never stops hoping. Living Bible translation, love always expects the best. Message paraphrase, love always looks for the best. I think it was Elizabeth Barrett Browning, the poet, who said, "Whoever loves believes in miracles, believes in the impossible." I don't know if you know this or not, but people tend to live up to your expectations of them. We tend to shape the people around us by what we expect of them. Whatever you tend to expect, much or little, people tend to live up to the expectations of other people. And you set people up all the time. You set your husband up by what you expect of him and what you don't expect of him. You set your wife up by what you expect and what you don't expect. You set your children up by what you expect of them and what you don't expect of them. My friend Bruce Wilkinson, who wrote that book, The Prayer of Jabez, years ago was a professor, a new professor at a university in Portland, Oregon, called Multnomah University. And he said that the first time that he went there, the faculty gathered like in the faculty lounge and they were passing out all the class assignments for the year. He was a brand new professor. Somebody looked at the classes Bruce had been given and they said, "Oh, Bruce, you're a lucky dog." And he said, "Why?" He said, "You've been given two of the Section A classes." He said, "What's that?" He said, "Section A are the brightest students in the university. They're the advanced placement." He said, "Every year we figure out who the kids who had the best test scores coming out of school, and we put them into the Section A classes." And he said, "They're a joy to teach. They're smart, they're bright, they're funny, they're engaged, they want to learn. You're going to love having those classes, and you're lucky being a new professor getting Section A in your first year." Bruce said throughout the entire year, he said it was true. He said, I absolutely love teaching those kids. They were smarter. They were brighter. They asked better questions. They were more intelligent. He said it was a joy to teach the Section 8 classes. He said at the end of the year, we were gathered in the faculty lounge again waiting for graduation to happen. And I made the comment to my department supervisor, man, I sure hope I get the Section 8 classes again next year. And the supervisor looked and said, Bruce, there is no Section A. He said, oh, yeah, there is. One of the professors told me, and he said, no, Bruce, we canceled that program 6 years ago. He said, I didn't believe him. So I went back and I got out my grade books, and sure enough, those two classes got more A's than the others. The others had B's and C's. And he said, then I did the ultimate test of a professor. I weighed the term papers. And he said, I held them in both ends. And the stack from the two classes, the A section, were far better. They wrote longer. They wrote more. They put more into it than the others. He said, I had set them up with my expectations. I set them up. I expected them to be better. And they were. Friend, who are you setting up? You can set people up with your nagging, which takes them down. Oh, you always do this. What? When you say you always do this, all you're doing is guaranteeing the perpetuation of the past. You need to remove that from your vocabulary. You always do this. What are you doing? You are labeling, you're setting them up for failure. Don't tell it like it is. Tell it like it could be. That's love. Love always expects the best. Love does not nag. Love says, I see what you could become. I see what you're becoming. I believe in you. I expect the best. So who are you programming with your expectations? You don't change bad people into good people by telling them they're bad, which is, by the way, why I never preach that kind of message here. It doesn't work. What I talk about is what God sees us and what we could become. Whatever you want the people in your life to become, treat them the way you want them to become, not the way they are. Guys, you want your wife to treat you like a king? Treat her like a queen. It's real simple. Treat her like a queen.
You're listening to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. If you've missed any part of this broadcast, including portions we didn't have time for today, you can go to PastorRick.com and listen online anytime. Pastor Rick will be back in a moment with a final word of encouragement, so please stay with us. If you'd like to have this entire series on CD or downloadable MP3s for your personal library, just contact us today and request the 40 Days of Love complete audio series by Pastor Rick Warren. We'll send it to you right away as our way of saying thanks for your financial support of this ministry. The collection includes 6 complete commercial-free messages from Pastor Rick Warren that are sure to be a blessing to you and your loved ones. Get yours right now by calling 800-600-5004. That's 800-600-5004. Or go to PastorRick.com. That's Pastor Rick with 2 R's in the middle, .com. And thanks so much for your support. There are only 2 days left to get this awesome study tool, so don't wait. And now here's Rick with a closing thought.
You know, as we close today, I just want to say thank you for joining me in today's broadcast. I want to encourage you in another way through my free Daily Hope devotionals. Are you getting those? These Daily Hope devotionals are a summarization of many of the things that I teach on the broadcast. All you got to do is just go to my website, PastorRick.com, and you can sign up for the daily devotionals. They're free. They'll be delivered free to your inbox 7 days a week. And I want to help you in this other way. It's another way of reinforcing your spiritual growth. Thanks for listening today. We love you. We thank God for you. And join me next time as we continue to look into God's Word for our daily hope.
This program is sponsored by Daily Hope Ministries and your generous financial support.